Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. Had a wonderful week so far. Excuse me while I'm turning that off so it won't go off in the middle of the service. But hope, like I said, hope everyone's doing well. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening as we just praise and worship our Lord and just acknowledge Him and all that's said and done tonight. Does anyone on my right side have a prayer request this evening? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We sure will. We'll lift her up to the Lord. Yes. Miss Lori? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're really pulling up a lot of troops. They sure are. Absolutely. God's going to let, we just let Him have this and put it in His hands. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Brother Billy?
My Aunt Laura, she's got COVID. She's pretty sick. Grandmother, she seems to be doing fine, so that's a blessing there.
Good.
And also pray for at midnight tonight, Jacob will no longer be in the United States Army. He'll be headed home.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And hopefully we'll get a chance to see him, but as you talk to him, let him know how proud we are, and we thank him for his service. Amen. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. I don't want to miss anyone in the congregation in the box. All righty. Praise God. Up on the roster this evening.
All of Ashbrook?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's good. Not all of them.
They're shut down.
Yeah, they're shut down.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Again.
And you know, for those of you that couldn't hear, Brother Eddie, I'll have the Ashbrook too, that community, and the Lord knows and would touch each and every one of them. Also, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law that live in Albuquerque, they've both got the COVID, and they put him back in the hospital. They didn't have it. Apparently, he got it while he was having surgery in the hospital. That's what they're saying. He probably got it while he was in there. But he has had a bad reaction. They put him in the hospital. They're both on oxygen right now, but God's got him. I saw a testimony that he was doing better, and my sister-in-law is thinking he'll come home the next day or two, is what they're saying. So we're just, you know, putting it on the Lord's hand, and they're just praising God for every day that they have. So if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, putting our attention completely on you, dear Lord. May we just turn off every distraction, any device, anything that just gets in the way, dear Lord, and just put all of our attention on you. Lord, as your word is read tonight, as your word is spoken through the message, and dear Lord, we just want to be receptive to it. Dear Lord, may we be obedient, and dear Lord, may we just follow your lead. For all those watching on the live feed tonight, if they have a prayer request, dear Lord, you know each and every one of their hearts also. And, dear Lord, we ask you just to be with them. We know there are those that are recovering, that are going through therapies. They're steps by step as they're getting better, and we just praise the Lord for those testimonies that we hear. And there are those now that are just lost. And, dear Lord, whether it be through sickness, through financial woes, through family situations, but, dear Lord, you know each and every one. I can't even describe all the things that folks go through. But, dear Lord, we just praise you because you're our God in the storm as well as you are on the mountaintop, dear Lord. You're our God in the rain, and we know that you just were with us at all times. And, Lord, we just praise you. We ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family, strengthen and guide them, Lord, for each and every prayer request, dear Lord, and also for those that have lost a loved one recently. Lord, we ask for you to touch that family. Dear Lord, may they seek you, dear Lord, during this time of loss and grief, and know that without you, there is no hope. But, dear Lord, with you all things are possible and all things are new. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Love him this evening. Also, let's don't forget the young people from the little class out to the teens that's outside in their class or downstairs. And just always remember them and their leaders. We ask the Lord to touch in all of our ministries. While you're standing, turn to page 277. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. need is a song. I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy. Now onward I go. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. Christ is mine, all to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Fresh indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. Happy in glory someday shall be. I love you by glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. I love you by glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to I now reside. I have been redeemed.
Praise the Lord this house. Praise God.
Again, so good to worship with y'all this evening and to be with you. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering and just ask the Lord just to continue to bless. Do we have any announcements? I don't have anything handy sitting here. Praise the Lord. Just want to give Him all the... Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please?
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for many blessings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's come out tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them, Lord, and let us give you the praise that you deserve, Lord. Bless all those who are not able to be here tonight, Lord. Bless this offering, Lord, for the clothing and offering, Lord. Bless all those that have to give respect to those who don't. We ask it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Susan, come on up, please, if you would. I just asked her to sing, too. Let her dig out a song here. Pull out one of your faces. Praise the Lord. Miss Karen, could you prepare a song for us, too?
Thank you.
And then Brother Bill.
If your mind is filled with doubt, your life turned and tossed about, just cry Jesus, He'll relieve your mind of doubt, and save your soul from Satan's trap. Just cry Jesus, just cry Jesus, if you have a need today, just cry Jesus, and the angels are on their way. heaven will surely come down. If you feel your guilt and shame for a world you've tried to gain, just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. He'll take all your shame away and show to you a better way. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. Surely come down.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to sing Thanks. I'm so thankful to be here tonight. I saw, what was the saying? Today is the most Mondayest Wednesday I've ever seen, or something like that. I have to concur with that statement. So I'm thankful to be here tonight to worship the Lord and re-energize myself with the Spirit. So.
Out of my comfort zone on two times tonight, so if that'd be all right. Me and Sister Autumn's been doing a wonderful Bible study, the book of, about Gideon. And through this Bible study, of course we know Gideon was led the Israelites out of bondage from the Midianites. And Gideon, he didn't want to do it the way that God wanted him to do it, but he kept saying, no, I don't want to do it this way. But after three times, he finally said, well, I guess I need to do it God's way. Went down from 32,000 to only 300. But more about this Bible study is more about the way the Israelites had idols. And I've learned a lot through this Bible study. An idol, a lot of times we think an idol is something that you see, something that, that you can touch, something that you can feel. But an idol can be a lot of different things. An idol can be your job. It can be your hobby. It can be, I don't want to say this, but it can be food. If you do it for pleasure instead of in order to survive. Your cell phone. That's been a big thing for me. I've actually been looking at my screen time for how much you do a day, and it will amaze you. You don't think you're on it that much, but just think if you spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours looking at your cell phone, take that time, put it into the Word. Take your Bible out, read a chapter, read two chapters, and I guarantee you, you'll be more blessed reading that Word than you will seeing what everybody else is doing in the world. Amen. So that's just my two cents, and I'm thankful for that Bible study that we've been doing. I really am. But so I'm going to sing this song. This song's been on my heart for the last 2 weeks. I've listened to other songs, and this song just keeps coming up to my. But it's near the cross, and that's where I want to stay. That's my goal, is to just keep getting closer to the cross. Let's do it, brother. It's the student seat.
Okay.
That sound good? Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Scenes before me, help me walk from day to day with the shadows o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, helping, trusting ever, beyond the river, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Turn it over to Brother Eddie while he's getting ready. I just want to say thank you, Brother Billy. That is a needs to be an ongoing prayer in our life, just to be close, especially with all the things that, you know, on the world going on in the world today. Being nearer the cross is the best place we can be. Praise the Lord. It reminds me of a song that I don't have the words to it. I want to learn it one day. It just says, as you're calling out, it says you can't cross the bloodline. It's just get as close to the cross as you can and just be there. Jesus. Praise God. Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Amen. Right.
Thankful for the breath, aren't you?
Yes.
Glory to God. I mean, he's had a great day today. I mean, he's had an awful day today. Anybody had an awful day today?
Amen.
Praise God. You know, every day with the Lord is good, regardless of what we go through. I won't say all the activities are great. You know, we take the good with the bad. Written in G. Let's do it in F.
If the world do withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His Word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul's almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save, He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Sing it with me, church.
Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. When your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. In the 5th chapter, beginning with verse number 6.
1 Peter chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 6. When you get there, say praise the Lord. All right. When the rest of you get there, say praise the Lord. All right. In the writing of 1 Peter, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. Did we read that right? But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, again, we just love you and we thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, and for allowing us this time. God, giving us the desire to come out to your house to worship tonight. Thank you for those who've gathered. And Father, I pray your anointing. I pray your blessing. Father, you know what every person has gone through. You know the situations in our life. And God, help us to bring every burden, every care to you, Lord, and lay them at your feet and leave them there. Father, we're so thankful that you love us. We're so thankful that Jesus died on the cross for our salvation. Father, help us never, ever forget that wonderful showing of grace and mercy that Christ did for us. Father, whatever we have to face, whatever we go through down here, Father, we know that it'll be worth it after all. I ask you to bless each and every one here tonight, God, especially those who are sick, those who are afflicted, those who are lost and unconcerned. Father, I pray that you would stir their hearts, prick their hearts with conviction, draw them to an altar of repentance. And we'll ask you to, right now, Lord, anoint these lips of clay. God, just to speak what you'd have us to speak, and we'll give you praise and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you again. Tonight, for just a short time, I want to bring an unusual message title, but bear with me as I attempt to bring out what Lord has really been dealing with me this particular week. I love it when God begins to speak. And before I do, I saw Jason, and I wanted to share something. And I don't usually share dreams, but this one just excited me. I shared it with Sister Brenda today. But last night, I dreamed, you know, some dreams, they're just a combination of a bunch of things, and you can't really recall what happened. But this one was so real and vivid, I remember pretty much exactly what it was. Sister Penny and myself had driven over to Brother Terry and Sister Connie's house. And for some reason, we were going to take Brother Terry to the doctor. And when we went in, Sister Connie was ironing. She had taken in ironing from everybody. She was ironing. She wasn't ironing on a regular ironing board. She was ironing on a table. And she was ironing away, and you could just see clothes where she had ironed, and she was doing that for just almost everybody around the community. She was doing their ironing. And behind her was a little pen that had two puppies in it, and there was a little heater keeping those puppies warm. And you know, all of this is just, I don't know. But then, when Sister Penny and I, instead of getting a wheelchair, we were getting like a stretcher.
And she and I was toting the stretcher in, and we had blankets on it because we were going to put Brother Terry on the stretcher, and we was going to wrap him up in blankets and so we could put him in our van and take him to the doctor. So while we was preparing the stretcher and putting the blankets, Brother Terry just comes walking into the room and just kind of looks there, and he's kind of helping us. And that was the end of my dream. And I woke up this morning, and right now I got cold chills all over me. Because I guess that was partly because of Sister Connie's testimony and the faith that Brother Terry has and always has. Amen. Ever since the very beginning of this situation, he said, "I'm going to walk again." And I believe that with all of my heart. So I just wanted to share that. I wasn't really thinking about it until I saw Jason and wanted to share that with you. I was going to tell Sister Connie sometime when I had an opportunity. But that's not what the message is about. But I just was rejoicing over the fact that I got to see him. I mean, he just walking just as good as he could, you know, coming. And it's like he was looking at that stretcher saying, you know, he didn't say anything, but like, is that for me? You know, he's just kind of walking up there. But anyway, that's I hope to see that happen. Amen. And I'm believing for Brother Terry. But tonight I want to entitle this message, and bear with me. I want to entitle it, "Put a Stamp on It." Put a stamp on it. This past Sunday, I reminisced about my granddaddy. Well, he once said, talking about faith, and when he would teach on faith or when he would preach on faith, he would use pretty much the same analogy, kind of. He would always bring it up, that we as Christians sometimes put more faith in the post office than we do in God. And he would go on to say and explain that, you know, when we lick that stamp, that's my generation. Now, you just peel it off and stick it on. Well, actually, you hit send on the computer, don't you? That's how outdated this is a little bit. But my point is, when we placed that stamp on that envelope and we placed it in and to the slot to mail, and I've done that many, many times, then for some reason that responsibility sort of leaves our shoulders and it's on the post office. Because we've done our part. Amen? We've got the envelope, we put the stamp on it, the necessary postage, and we released it into the slot, and we expected it to reach its destination. Now, if it didn't, that was unusual, you know, and we just went straight to the post office because it was their responsibility to do it. And his analogy was, why can't we have that kind of releasing faith when we pray to God? You know, we talk about it all the time. We talk about Moses' mother, how that she was able to release him in order to save him. Had she not released him, then he would have been killed like the other Israel children that was born in that particular time frame, because Pharaoh was going to wipe all those children out. But Moses' mother knew that if she released him by faith into the hands of Almighty God, that God would somehow take care of him. And I thought about this, and I want to bring the Amplified Version, because it goes into just a little bit greater detail. It is, in fact, the King James Version. But listen to this and see if this couldn't apply to us on verse number 7, where it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The Amplified Version says, "Casting the whole," W-H-O-L-E, "of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully." Aren't you glad that God affectionately cares for us? You know, if it concerns us, it concerns God. So many times we think and we're praying, "God, you just don't know what I'm going through." Yes, he does. Knows exactly what we're going through. Not only that, he knows how much it affects us. He knows how much it causes us to be emotionally upset or whatever it is, and he understands that. And because of that, he has invited us to cast all of our anxiety, all of our cares, and all of those things that trouble us on him. And he says, the scripture here in the Amplified Version says, "once and for all." You know, repetitive praying is pretty good, but you know, if we would believe what we're praying for once and for all, and call it done in the name of the Lord Jesus, God would honor our faith. I believe that with all of my heart. God understands faith, and He respects faith, and He asks us to pray, but also believe what we're praying for. And I thought about the many times that we pray, and then we wring our hands about it, and we're trying to help God work the situation out, because somehow we want to believe, but we don't quite really believe that God is going to work it out either fast enough or the way that we want to. So we go home worrying about it, or we fret about it, even though we've already prayed, even though we've already put it on Facebook and asked others to help us and join us with prayer. And then the first thing, the opportunity that many of us have, we start talking about the situation and how bad it is. We haven't released it. We haven't put a stamp on it. We got the envelope laying around the house, but we haven't put the stamp on it, and we haven't released it to God. We hadn't sent it by airmail. Come on, somebody. We haven't released it to God, glory to God, because we're still worried about it. We're still wringing our hands on it, and we're thinking, oh, this thing is never going to get done. When I put that stamp on that envelope, I didn't worry. I just put my complete trust in the postal system that it was going to get to the destination. You know, people will mail checks in the post to the post office. People will even mail currency or cash and put the stamp, that little stamp. I was asking around tonight, I don't even know the price of a stamp now. Anybody know? 55, I think. 55 cents. You know, people will send hundreds of dollars through the postal system and put a 55 cent stamp on it and call it done. My Lordy mercy. If we could learn to have that type of faith in the name of Jesus, be healed and it is done. In the name of Jesus, loose them and set them free and it is done. Put a stamp on our prayers. Put faith in our prayers. Ask and believe what God, amen, said and promised that He would do. Amen. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Then He tells us to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, your adversary is not your neighbor. Your adversary, I may not get too many amens, but your adversary is not your boss. No. It's not that aggravating, offensive person that you work next to. That's not your adversary. Your adversary will use that occasion to get you down. Your adversary will use that person to drag you down. Have you ever noticed that when God has blessed you, maybe a weekend service, and you're sky high on the power and the anointing of God, the adversary always sends somebody trying to drag you down. Amen? And it's not that person, we get upset with them, but it's the adversary trying to steal our victory, trying to pull us down, trying to cause us to doubt what God has already done, when we should have put a stamp on it. Throw that thing in the right slot and said, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, it's easy to say that, but it's very difficult to believe. But it's so easy to believe and put our faith and trust in a man-made situation. Because, well, it's their responsibility to do it. God is responsible. He's told us, if you ask, believe in anything, I will do it. The things that are impossible with man are made possible by God. Amen. God will do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever even ask or think. But the adversary comes around, and he tells us to watch out for the adversary, because he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking someone that hadn't put a stamp on it. He's seeking someone that is still in a doubtful situation and maybe have not released it really to the Lord, not given it to God completely. You know, and that could be a number of things. That could be your physically healing. That could be a mental state. That could be anxious moments in your life. That could be problems and issues. It could be a number of different things. And we've prayed and we've prayed and we've prayed. And somehow we think, well, God, you're just not listening. And God seems to want to tell us, no, you're just not releasing. He's hearing our prayers. Do you believe? Does anybody in the house tonight believe that God answers prayers? Do you believe He hears our prayers? You know, we don't have to shout it from a mountaintop. You know, just a still small voice, we can speak to God. In fact, God even can read our thoughts and our minds. Sometimes we may not even have to say it outward. Do we just pray a prayer? But when we pray that prayer, do we really believe that God is not only hearing our prayer, but answering our prayer? If we really believe that, then we put a stamp on it. It's done. You know, don't even worry about it anymore, because you know a lot of people. Let me just give you an analogy. Well, have you paid your electric bill? Yeah, I mailed it yesterday. Hello, I paid it. It hadn't reached there yet, but that's how much faith we've got in that envelope and that stamp on it. Yeah, you know, paid your car payment. Yeah, send it off yesterday. It's, you're not worrying about it. Oh. The Lord was telling me, if you could just muster that much faith when you pray to me, as you do when you put that stamp on it and stick it in the slot, I would move, amen, I would move mountains for you. I would heal and anoint and bless you if you could just have faith enough to call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, again, the payment is not paid till it reaches its destination. But when we put it in that slot, yeah, I paid it. Have you believed what you asked for? Yeah, I claimed it. But you're still hurting. Well, it's going to be all right because I'm claiming it. But that situation is still staring you in the face. Well, that's all right. I done stuck a stamp on it. I mailed it. I put my faith in God. God's going to do it. Amen. You know, again, the car payment doesn't reach that destination. Well, it does if you do the sin, doesn't it? I guess it automatically credits it there. But in the old-fashioned days, it still had 2 or 3 days to get there. But you know what? Lord have mercy. For 2 or 3 days, even though it, good gracious, even though it hadn't got there, it's done. Does anybody see that? It hadn't reached there, but it's done. Because I mailed it. I put the stamp on it. It's done. Brother Eddie, I hadn't seen the effects. Oh, it's all right. It's done. Glory to God. But that Brother Eddie, it hasn't happened yet. It's all right. Because it's done. My faith is in God. And God is able to do all things. Amen. If I release it unto Him. Amen. But you got to put a stamp on it. And that stamp is faith. That is the stamp that you put on it. On your prayers. You know, I know we pray, Lord, if it be thy will. And I understand that. But here He says, casting all your care upon Him. You know, that kind of puts a negative tone on the kind of prayers that we say, well, Lord, you know, I don't want to bother you with this. He wants you to. If it bothers you, it concerns Him. He is affectionate. And listen, not only does He affectionately care for us, but He watchfully cares for us. He knows that sometimes when you don't even realize it, God is watching over you and taking care of you. You don't even realize it, but He's doing that. That's how much He loves us. And that's how much He wants us, wants to hear from us, and wants us to release our problems and our cares. I know it says care there, but that means that actually that's plural. Everything that you care about or everything that becomes an issue in your life, He wants you to bring it unto Him. And what does He say? Casting. I mean, knows what casting means. Throwing something. In South Georgia, they call it chucking a ball. Never did understand that. I said, no, up north, we throw it. They'd say, chuck that ball to me. Okay. But casting means you have to release it. to cast it. Lord, heal this. Touch this. But I can't let it go. I can't. I know I got faith, but I just can't release it because it's been a part of me for so long. No, he says, cast it. Brother Chris was preaching the other night about Bartimaeus. And if you've ever read the story and the research and the history and the Bible history about blind folks, I mean, you know, they had that, you know, we talk about he cast aside his garment. But what he meant was when he cast aside his garment, he cast aside his blindness. Because that's what associated, that's what let people know that he was a blind beggar, was the garment that he wore. But you know what? Many of us, we'd have took that garment with us because God hadn't healed us yet. If God heals me, I'll cast the garment aside. No, that's not faith. When he called Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus jumped up, cast the garment aside, said, I don't need it anymore. I may not be able to see now, but as soon as I reach Jesus, amen, as soon as I stick that in the mail slot, as soon as I put that stamp of faith on it, I am healed, I'm anointed, the way has been made. Because I'm casting all my care upon the Lord. Don't you know he's busy now? Come on, but that's all right. He can handle it. Because there's a lot of care going on in the world now. There's a lot of anxiety going on in the world. There's a lot of trouble. There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of emotional wrecks going on right now. But we can cast all that on the Lord. And again, because he said, you know, be vigilant, be sober, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. Didn't say he's a roaring lion. You know, a lot of people read that and get all fearful and afraid of the devil. No, he's just acting like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But how many knows the real Lion of Judah? It's greater than anything Satan could come at acting like a roaring lion. Amen. And you know what? The power of God can take the bite completely out of the lion. And all he can do is roar. Because greater is he that's in us than he that comes against us or he that's in the world. Because he tells us, basically, whom steadfast or whom resists steadfast, how? In the faith. In the faith. God has given us faith. Faith to believe that he that is within us is stronger and more powerful than he that comes at us as a roaring lion. Okay? So, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. What does the Bible say? Think it not strange concerning this fiery trial that is to try you. You know, don't think it strange because we're walking through a dark time. Don't think it strange because situations don't go just exactly like we want it to go. It happens to each and every one of us. But we have the grace of God applied to our lives, and we have that faith to believe that whatever we're walking in, God's going to see us through it. Amen? Whatever situation arises, what he doesn't keep us from, he'll keep us through. How many believe that? You know, we know. Yeah. You know, we may not see it to begin with, but he'll keep us through it. Amen? So whom resist steadfast, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. Ooh. Suffered. Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Boy, wouldn't it be great if we could just strike that part out about suffering and you just go straight to the perfection, the establishment, the strength, and the settling. But the Word says before that comes, there's going to be some suffering. We so say suffering with pain sometimes. It's not always pain. Suffering sometimes can be mental. It can be physical. It can be mental. It can be abusive. Whatever it is, it can be just going through a dark time in your life. Can anybody agree? Associate with that? There's just times when, you know, I heard people say, I can't put my finger up, but something's just not going right. It's kind of a bad time in my life, a bad situation. But you know, many times we don't realize that those are the times we seem to be more dependent on God. And our prayer life seems to be greater during that time. So God is using that time to what? To settle us, to strengthen us, to establish us, and to perfect us. And the when it talks about perfect in the Bible, it's talking about making you complete. Not a human is perfect. If we were perfect, Jesus wouldn't have had to come and die on the cross of Calvary, all right? But because of our imperfection, He came and through the amazing grace and took our sins to the cross of Calvary in order to settle us, in order to strengthen us, in order to perfect us or make us complete. And we are complete in Him and with Him, because without Him we're incomplete. We could never stand before the judgment seat of God without our mediator, without Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And that's whom we depend on. And that's who the Bible is talking about here. It said that, but the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. It cannot be done without Jesus. You're not going to be able to reach those points unless you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we do have that relationship, we have a strength. We have power. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to come against anything that Satan tries to attack us with. So when we pray, let's pray with confidence. Not in ourselves, but confidence in the power of God. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. Those are action words. Those are things that we need to put with our prayers. And faith is certainly an action word, because faith is absolutely the releasing. You know, the Bible says it's the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. We turn that around sometimes and use faith. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. That's not faith. You know, faith is I believe it before I see it. I've often said, faith is believing it before you quit hurting, even if you come up for prayer. Go ahead and call it done, because Satan hates that. First thing you're doing is jump all over. Well, you didn't get healed. You're still hurting. Amen. You know, but if we have faith to release it, say, no. I know I mailed that thing. I know that stamp's on there. It's done. It's paid. Boy, if we could have faith like that. If we could have faith, there's no limit. No limit on the things that God would do for us. Because, you know, we preached one time about the storehouse. God's storehouse of riches is beyond our ability to even comprehend. The blessings, unclaimed blessings that are just waiting on us. You know, I think we have the mindset, we're just going to keep praying. God's going to get tired of it. But no, He's not. Or God's going to run out of things. No, He's not. His storehouse is so full, and again, on unclaimed blessings, on things that because we haven't acted by faith and because we haven't released it to the Lord, there's still those unclaimed blessings there that we can claim by faith and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to trust you no matter what. I'm going to put a stamp on it. I'm going to stick it in the slot, and I'm going to call it done. I know that sounds like a simplistic thing, but that made such a profound impact on my life when my granddaddy used that same analogy 30 years ago, 40 years ago, probably over 40 years ago, maybe even longer than that. When I was growing up in church, I heard him use it on several situations when he was preaching and teaching on faith. But it's such a simple concept, and really, we kind of try to make faith so difficult when it is such a simple concept. You know, God's not asking us to do anything hard or difficult. He's just asking us to pray, and when we pray, pray with faith, believing what we ask for and calling it done in the name of Jesus. So I encourage you, the very next time that you're asking or a petition from God, when you pray, pray with faith, believing it, and just call it done, even before you see the effects of it, because that's what faith is. Calling it done before, while the arm is still crooked, you know that story. Keep calling it done. Amen. Because faith is the key that unlocks those blessings from God. God bless you. We love you from the depths of our heart. Hope that you have the wonderful balance of the week. I just pray God's blessings and anointing on you. But just use that simple analogy. When you pray, release it unto God. Call it done in Jesus' name. Do you love the Lord tonight? Would you stand? Give him praise. Hallelujah. If in fact you're here tonight and you need prayer, please come. We'll pray with you. The Bible says, you know, if any among you is sick, let him call for the elders, church, pray. The prayer of faith, believing, anointing with oil. Amen. And God will deliver. Amen. If no one has a need, just a show of hands, if you have a need personally or a prayer for someone else, you know, you show your hand because, you know, you're saying, God, I'm going to pray for this and I'm going to release it into your hands. Because I've made a show of faith. I'm going to pray for so-and-so, or I'm going to pray for this, and I'm going to call it done. I'm going to put a physical or a spiritual stamp on it, put it in that slot, and by faith, I'm going to call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Brother Jim, come. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. Appreciate each and every one of you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Put a stamp on it. It is a so much truth in our faith. And that walk by faith in all the terms. I just love it. Just praise the Lord for it. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. Well, I can't let get off the subject just a little bit. I can't let this evening pass without saying something I was asked earlier. For those of you that know Miss Elaine and I, we've been married for a long time. A great, wonderful time. And tomorrow we're going to be celebrating 48 years of marriage. So I just want to thank the Lord for putting such a sweet, sweet, beautiful person in my life. So I know I don't look that age, but she was a kid when we got married. So praise the Lord. But I was thinking, that sounds like a long time, but it's great. Praise God. All right. Well, I'll... Bless her. Yeah, just y'all, for the ones that's listening live, she's getting a lot of bless her lords from the background here. She's had to put up with a lot, especially when we go on a long trip. She's locked in the car with me. Praise God. All righty. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, I want to wish everyone, even though on the live feed, I know there are those watching, we love you. We miss you. And if you are in this area and you haven't visited our church, it's a great opportunity. We are open. We do social distancing, all the appropriate things, but we'd like to invite you to come join us. And for those that have a prayer request also this evening on the feed, just please put it in the comments. We do look at them. We do pray with you. All righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, it is so powerful, dear Lord. Thank you for the encouraging word that we need to hear in this day and hour. Lord, we thank you for your love and mercy. Lord, may we put all our faith in you. Lord, we know that you hold tomorrow and the rest of today and all that we have, dear Lord. And we just release it to you in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. That's it.